I'm so excited to have you. I just want you to kick us off. Tell us who you are, what you do, what kind of business you have, when we work together, and then we'll talk later about how it's kind of shifted. But just share a little bit for those listening who you are.
For sure. Thank you. So I'm Kat All Cervoni, and I'm the founder and principal of Staghorn NYC. And we're a landscape design company based both in New York City and now in Atlanta, Georgia. And so we create residential outdoor spaces from scratch so that it feels like a real extension of a family's home, but being able to take advantage of what nature has to offer and how that can be connected into the home. And we first started working together in 2019.
Isn't that crazy?
So it was just crazy. Actually, I had done when you did pricing for creatives, which was even
Yeah.
before that, I did that first.
2016.
I was like engaged. I wasn't even married yet.
So
And
fun.
so fun.
How much life we've done together.
We really have. It's like, and like kind of like along the same path. It's a riot. But 2019 was when I really decided to commit to working with you in a really serious capacity because of the pace at which my company was growing. And being really honest with myself about what some of my weaknesses were within growing the business, which was really honing in on how to make it profitable in a way that I wanted it to be profitable. And so, yeah, so that's where it started. And then I worked with you again this year, and it just like the timing was perfect because I went through a big transition and changing my business model, and I'm about to be a mom a second time again, and so a change in lifestyle. And so I've worked through the blueprint model with you again to make this new kind of phase in the business work
Was
exactly how I
that,
want it to.
how did that feel like? Because we did one-on-one works
Yeah.
first, and then you
Yeah.
went through the program with the mastermind component this time. So it was a lot more
Exactly.
like touch. Like, did you like getting to do both of those things?
I did because I really needed that one-on-one time with you the first time, so that I could really give you as much detail as possible about my business, since it is kind of a unique business. There's clearly in New York and the design build component, there's just so much gray area and so much that's not published, even about just such this quirky industry that's like creative architecture and construction and all of that. And so being able to have that one-on-one time with you to ask those questions and talk through those details of the business was critical. And it also helped me the second time around to be able to understand the questions and the exercises that you have us go through in each chapter. I just understood them in such a better way. And I also understood the value of each of them because, and I know you talk about it in your videos, like those early chapters are not about numbers. It's about your lifestyle and it's about your vision. And that is so critical and has been such a critical part. Becoming a mom, needing and wanting to change what my work life looks like. And having the ability to control that and really taking control of that destiny. And so, really fleshing out those ideas before getting into the numbers, which is also just as important.
Yeah, I love that so much. Like, we have Madeline now, and so
Yeah.
we're in that stage too of just when you can't set financial goals, based on my values, like in what kind of how I teach, it's business built for life. I really do believe that and live that. And so it's like we are evaluating so much now because now I've pulled back to just 2 days a week. And so it just comes to this conversation of like, we can set these huge sales goals, but how are we going to hit those with these life values that I have? And luckily now Kyle's joined the business. So like he's still working 4 days a week. So he's taking on a lot of the education stuff. But it's like, and I think until you kind of get that philosophy and think through that philosophy, it's like, we don't talk about numbers first. We talk about the plan first. But anyways, okay, so how are
Yes.
you, tell me how you were feeling, because I think people could relate, like back in 2019 when you first called me and you're like, hey, we need to dig through some numbers because I need to, tell just like what were you feeling,
Yes.
big struggles were.
Yeah, so if you looked at my business and you looked at the clientele we were getting, how booked up we were, and also the quality of the work that we were producing, the reviews we were getting and press and all that, we were just like skyrocketing. We were rising star. So all of that I had figured out and it was working.
Yeah.
What sucked was my employees were making more money than I was.
Yeah.
Regularly. And I was, you know, you, when you're an entrepreneur, that's not a 9 to 5. That's an all day, every day sometimes. I also have had big ambitions for what kind of income I wanted to bring home to my family. And I thought those were realistic given the industry I was in, but I just could not figure it out. Somehow the overhead was just going up. I would try to figure out how to charge more. And so then I figured out how to like not be in debt anymore, but I still just like, figuring out how to consistently on a month to month, project to project basis, make money and stay out of debt and save and have a paycheck that I could feel proud of. And that I thought was worth of what I was giving. I just wasn't getting it. I just was, and I needed help. I needed help going through, you know, rewind all the way back to the beginning. We need to look at all of these different pieces of the business. What's costing you money? Where are you not charging enough? Where are you not thinking about the time that's being kind of like spent and not being accounted for in your numbers, basically, because so much of it is just time. And so that was a huge aha moment. The big success back then was I ended up paying off about just about $70,000 in debt in like 6 months. And that was in 2020 with the pandemic.
I mean, okay, so you just have to walk me through, like, what did you change? Like, after our conversation, what did you change? I know it came back to your pricing. And then with that profit, new profit you were making, that's what allowed you to pay off the debt? Is that like...
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And then now, you know, that kind of business model, it's like, all right, figure that one out. And now I'm going to completely change everything.
Yeah.
And so I have like this new success of 2021. But going back to that first very real huge success, it came down to, and I did it again this time too, meticulously tracking my time.
Yeah.
And I used Toggle, and it was like, and even actually a step before that, I would say, really thinking about what are the things that I offer?
Yes.
What is every single step that goes into that? Because there's so much that you know, for example, in my work, I had the drafting component. So I'm crafting a package of drawings with AutoCAD. So that's time and experience and all that jazz. And then at the time I had the build component, lumber, plants, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then there's the research, there's the communication, there's the site visits, there's the driving around, there's the phone calls and explanations and revisions and all of that. And so I really had to just like get down to that like nitty gritty level of everything that goes into a single project, track it, and assign value to it so that everything was actually accounted for in an estimate and in a proposal.
Where you were, and I see this a lot with a lot of different types of business, you were covering the build. You were covering your materials. And like you said, your employees were making more because you were paying your employees really well. So what you were undervaluing, and I see this all the time, I think I still do it. Like you weren't owning the worth of your time. You're like, and so it was your design fee. Is that correct? Like you would say it was design fee that changed.
Totally. And so now fast forward to changing my business model to so that I'm really just offering design, which is what I want. When it came down to it, my aha moment becoming a mom with everything was, all right, I figured out how to make money with design and build.
Yeah.
Turns out I really just want to design and I'd like to really make money doing that.
Yes.
And it's so again, I just like went surgical on what goes into my design package, and creative direction. So it's not just design, it's creative direction through the whole project, tracking that time with, I did like 5 different projects down to like the minute, to get really surgical on that, really precise. and then used your equation. I really went through and it was like, what are the expenses now? I went through with a fine tooth comb and also made a budget for the first time. Cause now it's like, okay, I don't have all of these material expenses, but I would like to have a budget for social media. You know, I've started a blog. I want to be able to grow things in other ways. So I made a budget, like a goal budget and, you know, added those. Did the times 2.5 markup. I like really sat down and did all of the numbers now. And I got chills when you said you're working 2 days a week. I only work 3 days a week now.
Yeah.
And I'm charging more than double what I had been charging for a design package.
Yeah.
So amazing. Now I'm making as much as I would have made at the height of my success, full-time design and construction. And I'm only working 3 days a week, my design with design only the only thing I want to do. Yeah. And it's my business model and the work is just like, it went from this kind of complicated to this. So business is simple. I can work just 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And I don't have to work on the weekends.
I love that. I'm like almost in tears over here because I know like 2 or 3 days a week, like it's not a lot. You have to be so specific with your time. Like you have to really, I'm just so proud of you. And just so
we've
talked about this before, but those that are just tuning in and didn't hear the recorded part, like you sold off the build side to your former employees when you moved states. And I love that. So now you're just doing design.
Right.
And I think this is so important. Something I teach, and you know this, but those for those listening, like how did we get here? Like when you, because I don't believe we should just make up numbers and know, you know, the whole know your worth or charge your worth, I think is a lot more psychological than people, like, I don't know how to do that. But what I do know how to do is track your time, know how much goes into that, what you're actually offering, and then pricing your package that way. Like you're not just making up these numbers. It's off of actual time and value that you can explain when you send a price.
Exactly.
This gives you so much more confidence because people are over here probably like, how did you double your design fee and only do this? And it's like, when you know what you're actually providing.
Yes. Taking that time to really, it's like define all those steps.
Yeah.
What is it that I'm doing in a design package?
Yeah.
And then when I saw that number and I was like, I want to bring home as much money as I could have working full time with the kind of like the full kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And I want to be working a fraction of the time with a fraction of the effort. And yeah, just like having that information, really getting to know what it was that I wanted to provide and what I wanted to focus on giving people. And then, you know, crafting a new proposal so that I can show that value to potential new customers, and it's working.
Yeah.
So I have successfully sold at this new rate.
That's it. Because, and you changed your sales process, updated your proposal, and it goes through like, here's everything that's offered. Here's all the things. And when people see that, they're like, okay, I don't want to do all that myself.
Exactly. Yeah. And look how much this person is doing, you know, and so that they're also just very clear on what to expect through the process.
And doesn't it give you confidence?
Yeah. Yes.
Telling them what the fee is when it's like, I have that. I think we all, as business owners, or most people, I mean, have that kind of psychological, maybe it's imposter syndrome or whatever it is, of like, but when you really know, like, this is the offer, this is what's included, you're earning, you know, because I was used to like, you want to earn your price, right? And that's a psychological thing. And so I just love, like, now it's on paper, it's all written out. Kat, I love that so much. And
thank
I just
you.
Think it's so cool that you're living within your strength. And then you offer this awesome opportunities for your former employees to now take over the build side and live within there. Like, how cool. I just think that's amazing.
Thank you. I feel lucky.
I love ending these interviews with what's the best thing you've learned about money.
Yeah.
And I would love for you to share.
You got it. I thought about it. Absolutely. So I think that what I've learned and like really learned through doing and through living it is and this is in contrast to what I wasn't doing before.
Yeah.
If you take the time to get to know it being your money, your finances, and understand your finances and understand your time, and that's not easy, you know, it takes time to get to know them, and it takes discipline and tracking and new habits. But if you do that, then you can control it and you can make it work for you. And specifically being an entrepreneur, and I think that goes for everyone. Yeah. But specifically being an entrepreneur, it's harder, it's more complicated, but ultimately you can control your financial destiny. So you can say, this is how much money I would like to make. This is how much time I have to give. This is what's going to work for me and my family. This is what I care about. And if you take the time and you get to know it and get to know your business, then you can control it, it being your money. You can control your money and make it, you know, a blessing, just the blessing it should be for your family instead of just the stressor, the thing that is so elusive.
Yeah, I love that so much.
No.
Yeah, we have, I love that. It's so true. We have a lot more control. Like, your money doesn't have to happen to you. It can be something that you have, you know, there's things we can't control, but I would say, like, wealth is not about how much money you make. It's how you spend the money you make. And it's just one of those, like, awareness is so powerful.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Just knowing what's coming in, what's going out, and it not just being this, just like you said, just this thing that happens to you, which it had been for me. And I think it is for so many people, because it can be intimidating, but
you got to know where to start. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.